time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh. She's with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. They recently just had their quarterly meeting. A lot went on, so we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to get right to it. Amanda, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Dave, thank you. It's always a pleasure, and it's so great to be back in your studio and not doing it over the phone.
Right? It's kind of nice.
It is. It's nice to get out of the house, get out of the office, and get into your studio again. So thank you for having us.
Anytime. Now, the only bad thing is I can't wear like shorts and stuff anymore on camera.
Dang it. I know. That's the worst part ever.
All right. Let's start in with let's let people know what the Hope Squad is, what they do here for the county.
Absolutely. You know, whenever we do one of these interviews, Dave, I always think that it's important to review what the Hope Squad's mission is, because the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, Grand Counties is a great coalition that consists of many partners within the community. So if you don't mind, I'll just read our mission statement. And the mission of the board for Hope is to educate, promote, and spread awareness for a healthier community with an emphasis on mental health, suicide prevention, support for suicide loss survivors, and to cultivate a stigma-free approach to seeking help. Together with the support, expertise, and partnership of multiple agencies throughout the counties, our overall goal is to reduce the number of people who die by suicide.
And so it's really about mental health and suicide prevention. That's what the Hope Squad is all about.
Absolutely. We want to be a place where people can turn to for resources within the community, whether that be mental health counseling or even opioid, substance use disorder, where we can connect with our partners in the community and get people the help that they need.
Okay, so let's start off. As I said, you guys just had your quarterly meeting.
Yes. Yeah,
so and a lot was talked about in that meeting.
So much was talked about. You know, we haven't had a quarterly meeting since January, and then we had one scheduled for April, but then Corona hit, and so we had to push it back. And I was trying to wait as long as we possibly could to see if maybe we could come back together in person. I think that it's important to have that interpersonal communication and connection and whatnot, but it just didn't seem appropriate. And there's so many things coming up in the community that it was important that we get some of this stuff out and hashed out and some details put into motion. So we did have a Zoom call, or I believe it was Google Meets, whatever, and we had a great turnout, probably one of the best turnouts that we've had at the Hope Squad. There was over 35 participants in the phone call, and we were able to cover a plethora of information that's going on in the community.
So let's just start right off at the top. You and I kind of came up with a few things that you wanted to discuss. Gun socks.
Yes. So we were able to purchase 250 long barrel gun socks that are heather gray, and they are over at TC West getting printed on right now. And on the sock, it's going to have the Hope Squad logo as well as the Southeast Utah Health Department's logo, but it's also going to have that National Suicide Hotline or Lifeline number in big bold print, so that it's when somebody is contemplating ending their life by using firearms, because we know that over 50% of suicides nationwide is by use of a firearm. So if we can get just that number in front of them one more time, give them something to think about and have it readily available for them, all the better. So as soon as I get those in, if you're interested in getting a gun sock, please don't hesitate to reach out to me over at the Health Department or on the Hope Squad's Facebook page, and I'll be more than happy to set some aside for you. They're really good quality, and they should fit up to 52 inches of a long barrel. So we're excited for that.
So you've got that. You've also got a sponsor that's been helping you out. Let's talk about Russell Cellular.
Yeah, so May was Mental Health Awareness Month nationwide, and Russell Cellular reached out to the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties and asked if they could do a fundraiser for us. And we leapt at the opportunity because, the coalition is not a not-for-profit. So we enjoy taking donations so that we can put that money right back into our community with our suicide awareness events and whatnot. And over the course of the month of May, they were able to sell enough the pop sockets to donate right back to the Hope Squad in the amount of $400. So that is epic for on our standpoint, where we don't earn money unless we're out collecting donations. So that was wonderful. Thank you so much, Russell Cellular, Russell Wireless. We appreciate your partnership and look forward to doing more in the future.
Now, one thing that I noticed on Facebook and in your Facebook page in particular is this. It's almost like a new campaign that you've started.
I'm very excited to announce that we are pushing forward with a new suicide prevention and awareness campaign, hashtag Real Convo. And I may or may not have stolen the concept from American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, but they're okay with it. It's good. I've gotten the thumbs up on it. So what I really wanted to focus on was bringing light to the people in our communities, all three communities, Emory, Carbon, Grand Counties, that are willing to step up and reach out to their community and have a real conversation about mental health. And with coronavirus, I was telling you, Dave, that one of the really amazing things that is coming out of coronavirus is the emphasis that is being placed on mental health nationwide, worldwide. And there's a paradigm shift on how important your mental health is in comparison to your physical health. And people are really struggling right now with their mental health. And I felt that it was a super great time to stop and take a look within our own communities and highlight the men and women that are so great that are willing to make sure that we're all okay. So we started with a compilation, one with Four Corner Partners and Sabrina Carter, Greg Cowan. We had the hospital, Greg Cook and Amy Jones Stevens. She was on it, and we put that out and put that together, and it was received so well within the community that I said, hey, this is something easy, something that gets me out to the community, taking pictures and talking to these men and women that are willing to lend a hand and also to promote mental health and awareness. So we did the first one, and then we did the Carbon County Sheriff's Office, which was shared almost 100 times, and it's been viewed by over 9,000 people. And in the grand scheme of things, when you think about it, 9,000 people know that those 11 men and women on either advertisement are willing to step up, speak up, and reach out and help our community to a better mentally healthy community.
And it's a great campaign. And you'll just have to check it out on your guys' Facebook
Absolutely.
Page.
Absolutely. Check it out on the Facebook page. And I've already got Emory Medical Services already done. I took pictures of the Helper City's Finest is what I titled it in my file. But it's got our city council, our mayor. It's got the fire department. It's got some police officers all combined into one. I'll be going out to Grand County this next week to take some of the Moab Police Department. I've got tons of them lined up. It's limitless. I can get the schools, I can get the counselors. So it's really something that every month I plan on putting out a new one so that people recognize within the community who our warriors are.
All right. So you've got that going. And then the fun one coming up in October.
Yes.
Usually happens in September.
It does.
But
yes.
You're going to move it, and you're going to move it down to Goblin Valley.
Yes.
Hence the reason it's going to be in October, I'm assuming.
Because it's too hot. So September is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. It's something that I've talked about multiple occasions, and it's very near and dear to my heart. And we just felt like we wanted to incorporate our Emory County family and our Grand County family on a bigger level. And so although we do have activities scheduled for September, Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, such as the World Suicide Awareness Day on September 10th, we'll be holding candlelight vigils in all three counties. And then we're going to move our walk to the end of October, October 24th, and we're going to do an actual 5K, 10K run. And so you'll have to register for it, and we're going to do t-shirts and have some snacks for our runners and things like that. But it's a great way to get out into nature amongst those hoodoos, I think is what they call them, the little goblins anyway, and reconnect with our survivors of suicide loss and our suicide community for sure.
And that's coming up the end of October, so keep an ear for that one coming up.
Yes.
And then let's close really quick talking about what Miranda Sacamano over at Four Corners has got going on.
So Miranda Sacamano of Four Corners, she is putting together a grief support group, and it's meeting every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And it's at the Helper Fire Department. Now, because of social distancing, I shouldn't say physical distancing, not physical distancing. She has to keep it a limited number to make sure that we're 6 feet apart. So you do have to register with Miranda, and you can do that easily by calling Four Corners and asking for Miranda. You can reach out to me at the Hope Squad's Facebook page. You can also email Miranda M. Sacamano at fourcorners.ws to reserve your spot. It's a wonderful 8-week free group session, and it's emphasis is on overdose awareness and on suicide awareness grief, because there's a different element to those kinds of losses. But anybody is welcome. Obviously, we won't turn anybody away. I think it's a really great opportunity to come back together, even in small group form, and reconnect with our community. Unfortunately, it's a sad subject to be talking about, but there is a relief that comes with sitting with people who are sitting with the same feelings that you're having. So I invite everybody in the community to come out and do that. Again, please register with Miranda, and you can reach out to me at the Hope Squad page, and I'll be happy to get you in contact with Miranda.
All right. Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. Thank you so much for coming in today. Now, if anybody needs information or anything like that, how can they get in touch with you?
Facebook is easiest, or you can email me at work. It's amcintosh@utah.gov. You can call me 435-636-1153. I am back in my office for the most part, so feel free to give me a holler there. The Facebook page, Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties, I'm always on that, and I'm more than happy to help anybody in the community.
All right, Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you head on over to our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.